This podcast is brought to you by our sister podcast, Eerie Earth.
Hello and welcome to Eerie Earth Podcast with your host, Kieran.
And Jess. Join us as we take a trip through all things weird and wonderful in the world, from spooky tales to flying saucers to conspiracies.
So join us monthly to begin the journey through Eerie Earth.
Hello and welcome to the Paranormal Guys podcast. I'm your host, Kieran. I am recording this on Friday the 13th, 2019, as a full moon hangs in the night sky and the stars twinkle. I'm going to be telling you a tale of urban legends. We're going to be discussing different urban legends, and I'm going to give you my opinion as to whether or not I think they're true or false. First of all, we're going to find out what urban legend actually means from the Oxford Dictionary. Urban legend is a noun, a humorous or horrific story or piece of information circulated as though true, especially one perpetrating to involve someone vaguely related or known to the teller. So urban legends to me are stories that you would tell around the campfire, or stories you would tell during a sleepover or a slumber party about something that happened to someone you know. For example, the neighbor next door, he felt someone lick his hand while he was asleep. When he looked to see if there's anybody there, there was no one there. That's like an urban legend to me. But there are some famous urban legends which we're going to be discussing. And these urban legends are ones that are mystical and creepy, and ones which are so obviously fake that it's unbelievable. There are some really famous urban legends, ones which have been immortalized in TV and film and even books and even video games. Without further ado, let's get started. The first urban legend I'm going to be talking about is probably one of the most famous, or infamous, however you look at it. And that is the urban legend of Bloody Mary. Yes, Bloody Mary is a game which you would tend to play in a sleepover, or at a slumber party, or a kid's party, or something. The idea being is that you go into the bathroom, was commonly known, room to be doing it, where you'd get a candle and you would light the candle and you would look into the mirror and you would say, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, three times into the mirror, and supposedly the form of a witch would appear. It's also said that the form of Queen Mary, Queen of Scots, would appear behind you as well. There's different renditions. Some are nice. Some say if a single woman did it, it would show you the representation of the husband that you were to marry. However, if it showed you a skull, it would say that you were to die before you were to wed. Now, many people have claimed to have done Bloody Mary and claimed to have seen the image of a witch and got very, very freaked out. I have done it many a time when I was a kid and, of course, never witnessed any. It's said that the witch or Mary or whoever was to appear, it would kill you, take its soul, or even take you into the mirror. Now, obviously, this is very, very untrue. Now, there is one story which I've heard as to whether or not it is true, I am not sure. But the story of the origins of Mary, the witch, dates back to the 1700s in America, I believe, where there was a woman that used to live on the outskirts of a small village, and people thought that she was very odd and very peculiar. Now, young girls went missing within this village, and they all pointed fingers at this strange old woman who lived on the outskirts. The people of the village banded together and made a posse who went after the witch to try and find her. When they came to the house and they knocked on the door, a decrepit old woman answered. They searched the house. They could not find any remnants of the witch or any remnants of the missing girls. One night, a family who lived within the village had a young daughter. For the sake of the story, I'm going to call her Emma, but I cannot remember her name. One night, she was lying in bed, and she was telling her mother that she was feeling a bit unwell. And her mother said, just try and get some sleep. You'll feel better in the morning. It's absolutely fine. So she did that. But throughout the night, she would hear a low wail coming from the forest. Intrigued, she got out of her bed, went out of the house and made her way to the forest. Her parents heard her rising and followed her out and followed her to the forest. She was taken by this mystic sound to the house of the old woman. The father, with a rifle, shot the old woman in the ankle, disabling her but not killing her. And they managed to get her daughter back. He told authorities, and authorities went to the cabin. He told the authorities that this was an old woman who's luring his daughter into the forest. But when the authorities got to the house and they knocked on the door, a young, beautiful woman answered the door. They said they wanted to speak to Mary, and she said she was Mary. It is thought that she was, as the old woman, taking young girls and absorbing their energy so she could stay young forever. And that is what is said to happen when you call upon Bloody Mary. Now, this is all going to be taken with a pinch of salt. Everybody believes in these stories that you tell around the campfire, but this one, I think, is a little bit too far-fetched. The next urban legend I'm going to be talking about is one called Spider Bite. And this is one which actually fills me with quite a lot of anxiety. As an arachnophobic, I really am not a fan of spiders. Small, big, medium-sized, I just don't like them. But you often hear stories of people who travel to exotic countries like Australia or Brazil or Africa, and they get bitten by spiders. And when they come back, they have a large lump on the back of their neck or on their hands or wherever they were bitten. And over time, this lump starts to get itchy. They scratch the lump, they break the skin. And in doing so, it unleashes a nest of baby spiders, which crawls all over the body, biting the person to death. Now, this to me is completely unbelievable, but it is not impossible. I do recall hearing a story on the BBC a few years ago about a man who went to Indonesia, I believe, and he got bitten by a spider. And upon his return, his insect bite did get infected. And when they cut it open, they did, in fact, find that the spider had buried its eggs inside of him. Now, this is not impossible for it to happen, but for it to be believable, you would have to see it yourself. Now, I've never witnessed anything like this. I only ever know one person in my life who's ever been bitten by a spider, and that didn't happen. You know, the eggs didn't come out of him. So, for me, this one is completely unbelievable, but not impossible. And if you are an arachnophobe, that is one that you probably don't really want to be thinking about. The next urban legend that I will be discussing is that of Slender Man. If you've heard of Slender Man, chances are you've heard of him because of stories you've heard on the internet, or even if you are a gamer like myself, you will have known of Slender Man through an independent game that came out about 2008-2009. And this game involved you wandering around a forest collecting pages, and these pages would tell you stories of Slender Man. And Slender Man would follow you, he would stalk you, and he would appear in front of you, scaring you. Now, that is based on an urban legend of the same telling. The urban legend started when Photoshop pictures appeared on the internet, black and white pictures involving a tall, skinny, slender man. And he would appear in famous pictures, and people would have photoshopped him in and saying that no one had noticed him there. It's then said that Slender Man would abduct people, mostly children, and lure them to his lair where he would kill them. So he's famous for abducting people and people going missing. Now, I personally think that Slender Man is a quite terrifying figure. He's been immortalized, as I said, in video games, in pop culture, and also in movies. Now, the movie isn't very good. If I'm completely honest, I wasn't a fan of it. But the idea of Slender Man, of this tall, skinny, faceless man appearing in the woods and luring people away to their death, I actually find quite terrifying. But not because of a supernatural nature, but actually because that does happen to people, and I find that quite scary. I do find humans more scary than actual supernatural beings. Another one which I'm going to be discussing is one that's actually appeared in the news in the past couple of years, and is actually one which could be a full podcast in itself. Now that is discussing black-eyed children. Now black-eyed children is a phenomena that started in the 90s, where children had been seen appearing at the side of the road or on people's doorsteps asking for help. And when the people would go to help them, their eyes would turn black. Some would also report that the child's eyes were already black when they approached them. Now this is something which kind of fills me with a little bit of trepidation, because it reminds me of something out of Children of the Corn or something like that, where you've got these creepy children lurking around trying to lure people to help them. Now there's no mention that these black children cause people any harm, but it is quite worrying if a young child comes to your door asking for help. Even more worrying is if this child has black eyes. You've kind of got to question yourself. The people who witnessed these children with black eyes, were they of sane mind? Were they sober? Were they on drugs? Or did these phenomena actually happen? If you've ever seen the film Children of the Corn, you will know that children there are quite creepy. And I think anything involving children in the supernatural, i.e. child ghosts or child demons or anything like that, is quite frightening. Now, I personally think that black-eyed children aren't real, simply because it would be impossible to have a black-eyed child, a fully black-eyed child. Now, unless I was to witness it myself, which I had never done, or if I was to speak to someone that I trusted who was able to tell me that they had witnessed it, then maybe I would believe it. But until I see a black-eyed child coming up to me asking for help, then I will believe it. But these reports actually made the newspapers and the news a few years ago, where there was a spate of black-eyed children being witnessed. And many, many people, I think around Cornwall mostly, were witnessing these black-eyed children appearing and didn't really know what to do. So they were calling authorities saying there's these children who are wandering around, they've got black eyes, they're asking for help, please can you come and help? But of course when authorities would approach, they weren't able to find the child. So they would say that they would have a knock at the door, open the door, and this child would be there with black eyes asking for help. And as I said, that is absolutely terrifying. Another urban legend which I'm going to discuss is one as a driver which absolutely petrifies me. That is one that's known as the killer in the back seat. This urban legend goes like this. You're driving along the road. It's a dark country road. The ground is wet. The rain is falling hard. You've got the radio on low, trying not to fall asleep, trying to get to your destination. A vehicle is coming towards you and it flashes its lights to signify that something is wrong with your vehicle. Albeit you've got a flat tire, maybe you've got a light out, you're tired, you haven't noticed. This vehicle keeps flashing you to the point where you want to pull over and check out your car to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. In doing so, when you pull over, you get out, you open the bonnet, you make sure that everything's okay, you're checking the car over. Someone has snuck into your back seat without you noticing. You get in the car, you start to continue your journey. More cars are flashing at you to warn you that there's a person in your back seat. You don't stop because you were flashed before, you got out your car, you didn't check anything. Now, you're continuing along the road with this person in your back seat. And then the person strikes, and you have been murdered by the person hiding in the back seat. It's something I always do to this day if I'm driving at night, is check the back seat. Simply because I don't trust that there ain't going to be anyone hiding there. But this one really does fill me with fear, because it's something that actually has happened and can happen. This is one urban legend which I actually believe. And I think for anyone who's a driver, and anyone who's driven at night, possibly on their own, there is always that fear of stopping at the side of the road and someone getting in your car, or someone attacking you or approaching you when you're on your own. I find that quite terrifying, because it's something that does happen and has been known to happen. But this has been immortalized in films and TV, and they make light of it and add it to a horror movie, like a slasher movie, for example, and you kind of go, oh no, that's scary, but this sort of thing does happen, and that is kind of what's terrifying. So for an urban legend, it's grown legs, and obviously it's got all the different renditions of it. But ultimately, as I say, it's something that can happen, and I find that quite terrifying. The second to last urban legend is known, as I've known it, as the Hanging Man. And it goes a little something like this. A couple have gone to a makeout spot, somewhere where it's quiet, they've gone on a date and they've gone somewhere in the car to make out. Halfway through, the girl says she hears something in the distance. She's worried it could be a pervert watching them, or her father, or some crazed maniac in the woods. And the man, being the brave, strong, handsome footballer, gets out, says, "I'll have a look, don't you worry." He gets out, he has a look around the forest, he wants to make sure there's no one around watching them be a bit of a perv. After about 10-15 minutes, the girl hasn't heard anything. And as she's sitting there, she turns up the radio, trying to distract herself from the fact that she's on her own. It starts to rain, and there's a pitter-patter on the roof of the car. And amongst that pitter-patter on the roof, there is a scraping sound that scrapes along the metal. The girl gets out of the car to wonder what that noise is, and also to look for the man. And then she sees her boyfriend hanging from a tree, his hands scraping on the top of the car, and he has been disemboweled. It's not raining, in fact. That was just his blood dripping on the top of the car. Now, this is another one which kind of has legs. You kind of have to go into it with a complete disregard and disbelief. But actually, when you think about it, it could be true. Because there are some crazed maniacs out there who would happily kill a pair of young star-crossed lovers. There's no other way that they would want to do it rather than hanging him from a tree, I'd imagine. I think that bit is a little bit extreme, but the killing of them is not extreme. And it has happened, and it probably would happen in the future. So this one is a little bit kind of elaborate and a little bit kind of, I don't think that would actually happen, and it's a story to tell around the campfire and try and scare your friends, but it's something that could have an element of truth to it. And to me, fills me with a little bit more trepidation about going into the woods at night. Not that I ever would, but going into the woods at night, because you're worried that there could be a crazed maniac hiding in there that is ready to pick you off at any given opportunity. This final urban legend is one which I heard as a young boy when I was in the Scouts. And it was one that we used to talk about when we went camping. We went camping in a place called Templars Park, which is just outside Aberdeen. And it was a large park area, forest area, that the Scouts commandeered and would have camping trips, and they would have activities and that sort of thing. It's got a massive Scout hut in it, etc. But within Templars Park, there was like a marshy bog area, which the camp leaders and the Scout leaders would always say never go anywhere near there, simply because it was too dangerous. But in a way to kind of stop the kids going near there and going anywhere near the bog was by saying there was a green lady that haunted it. Now, this green lady is said to be a woman who would enter Templars Park with her lover, and one day she fell into the bog and she was lost, and she was lost into the bog and she lost her life. And her lover moved on, married someone else, and settled down. It's said she wanders this bog looking for a man to take to the underworld so she can be happy. And it's said that this green lady can be seen every single night wandering along the bog. Now, I know it is just some scary story that the camp leaders and the Scout leaders would tell kids to stop them going anywhere near the bog, but I can remember profusely sleeping at night and being awoken by one of the camp leaders banging on the tent, shining a green light, claiming it was the Green Lady, just to kind of scare us and make us a little bit more frightened. So with those kind of tales, that reminds us that these urban legends are just stories that are being given legs and elaborated upon to make sure kids are well behaved. If you don't behave yourself, Bloody Mary is going to come and get you. Or if you don't behave yourself, then the Green Lady is going to come and get you. But recently there has been a film that's literally just come out on DVD, and it came out in the cinemas a few months ago. And this has just reminded me, called La Llorona, which is an urban legend about a woman in Mexico who drowned her children because she found out that her husband was having an affair. And by way of getting back her husband, she drowned her two sons. And when she realized out of her fit of anger what she had done, she drowned herself. And legend has it, La Llorona will travel the world looking for young children to take down to the underworld to be her own. And it said that if you misbehave in Mexico, La Llorona would come and take you away. And that is just an urban legend which has been made into a film. But it's also one that has traversed the countries around the world and been turned into different things. So, when you're sitting there tonight on Friday the 13th, and you're trying to wonder whether or not the stories that you've been told as a child are true, ask yourself, is there any truth behind the urban legends? Thank you very much for listening, guys. And remember, if you want to catch up on listening to our podcast, we are available on all major podcast stations such as Apple Podcast and Spotify. So if you want to catch up on the series so far, head over to there and you'll be able to listen to all the episodes available. And if you're listening to on Apple Podcast, please leave us a rating system, because then that will make us more available to other listeners like yourself. And it'll be really, really helpful. And it'll be really, really good to get your feedback as well, so you can leave us a review of the podcast and let us know what you think. We are available on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even YouTube. So if you want to follow us, then please head over to all social media platforms and do so. Also, if you want to contact us with what you want us to discuss for the podcast, you can do by emailing me at paranormalguys@outlook.com with subject header, The Paranormal Guys Podcast, and tell us what you want us to discuss. Similarly, if you want to send us a ghost story that you'd like to hear us read on the podcast, you can do that to the same email address. Again, thank you very much for listening, guys, to this Friday the 13th special, and please don't let the bad luck catch you up. Bye-bye.
Take a journey through the supernatural with the Paranormal Guys.